This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Today is Monday, December 8th. I'm Megan Lynch. It appears Kim Gardner, former St. Louis Circuit Attorney, might be looking at disbarment.
Gardner is now being accused of additional misconduct. Officials will hear the case this week. In 2022, Gardner was accused of misconduct in how she handled the prosecution of former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens. Missouri Supreme Court ruled, though, a reprimand was in order and that she must pay back more than $5,000. Gardner admitted that she used the public funds to pay the $5,000. The group that prosecutes and investigates attorneys' misconduct is the Office of Chief Disciplinary Counsel, and they believe that was yet another ethics violation from Gardner. But Gardner's attorneys argue she's never been indicted, charged, or even appeared in court. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
The search is over for a man accused of shooting a Granite City police officer. Police Chief Gary Brooks says officers were called to the 2000 block of Johnson for an unwanted person.
Immediately upon arrival, they encountered a subject who began firing shots at our officers. And then the subject fled on foot.
Brooks says one officer was shot multiple times. They believe he will make a full recovery after a lengthy manhunt. The suspect, 26-year-old DJ Marshall, was arrested around 3 Saturday morning in Granite City. A local pet clinic assessing damage after a vehicle crashed into its building on South Jefferson.
The collision caused a large hole in the brick wall of Carroll House Quick Fix Pet Clinic. Three vehicles the organization uses for various outreach programs and pet transportation were damaged. The vehicle that went through that wall went into the community cat room. 9 cats are receiving care. The clinic now faces unexpected costs to repair the building and replace the vehicles. There's a donation page that has been set up for anyone wishing to help the clinic recover and continue providing the care that they have. You can find that at KMOX.com. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Kristen Parr, Director of Standards and Instruction at the Illinois State Board of Education, says a grant program to find and keep teachers in understaffed districts is bringing results in just its second year.
We support a large number of dollars going towards career and technical education. We also have a teacher apprenticeship program.
There's been another recall of milk.
This time, it's Prairie Farms fat-free milk sold in Illinois and Wisconsin. Quote, food-grade cleaning products, close quote, which can make you ill if ingested, are possibly in the milk. Also, a certain number of Ritz peanut butter cracker sandwiches were recalled in a number of states. The sandwiches may be incorrectly labeled as the cheese variety, resulting in an unclear peanut allergen. Missouri is amongst the states where the incorrectly labeled Ritz sandwiches may have been distributed. For more information, go to health.com. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
It is a war crime. It's illegal. How will you put it? It's all illegal.
Democratic Senator and combat veteran Tammy Duckworth tells CNN the double tap boat strike against a Venezuelan drug boat in the Caribbean was a war crime.
I've been shot down behind enemy lines under the laws of war. if a pilot bails out, he gets shot down, he bails out, he's in a rubber dinghy in the middle of the ocean, under all the international laws of warfare, you are supposed to help render aid to that individual. Even if they have a radio and they're calling for their side to come pick them up, you're not allowed to go back in and kill them.
The Trump administration says the strike was necessary to protect the country. Officials insist the operation removed an imminent threat from international waters.
The fact is, these cartels now, because the southern border is closed, they've gone to the high seas.
That's Senator Eric Schmidt on ABC justifying the U.S. strikes by the Trump administration on what they call narco-terrorists.
So President Trump is acting with his core Article II powers. No serious legal expert would doubt that the president has authority to blow narco-terrorists out of the water who are poisoning 100,000 Americans every year.
Schmidt says President Trump has been delegated the authority by Congress to designate terrorist organizations, which he has done. From the business desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, Webster University hasn't held classes in downtown St. Louis since 2022, but they still lease the first two floors of the arcade building on Olive. Now the university is suing its landlord, citing an audit showing Dominium charged them more than $1 million in inflated charges and fees they weren't responsible for. According to the Business Journal, Dominium conducted its own audit but did not share the findings. That lawsuit was filed in federal court.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.